Hello, Roy. My name is Darren. We've been playing phone tag for a week or so now. I'm the one that you dinged and left a note on my windshield last week. You can give me a call. It's 206. Bye.
Hello?
Hey, Darren. It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hey, how are you? Good to finally catch up to you.
Yeah. Yep. I'm pretty good.
Do you live just across the street from me?
Oh, I don't know where you live.
Oh, I live right where my car was parked.
Oh, okay. No, I live several blocks away.
Oh, I see.
I was parked down the street in a van when you picked up the note off of your car.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I didn't notice yet. I think I came out about 7 or 8 o'clock or something.
Oh, well, I had the back of the van pointed at your car because I have this satellite body. It's an MRI machine, but it works at long distances. And I needed you to stand still in a reading position, like while you were reading the note that I left on your car, so I could adequately perform a full body scan.
On me?
Yeah, like an MRI. I was beaming radiation toward you and the car, and it worked. That was one of my first full successful scans.
And I know what an MRI machine is in the traditional sense, like you get your ankle or your knee MRI'd. Why were you doing an MRI scan on me?
It's just a test. I invented the machine, and it doesn't use magnets, and it's much different than the standard MRIs. And yeah, you're healthy. No problems that I noticed at all. So there wasn't really a ding, unless you count the radiation that I beamed at your car. But that doesn't really count. You wouldn't be able to see that.
You can understand why I'm completely lost, right?
Well, no,
I understood what you're saying, I think.
I needed you to stand still. So
Why wouldn't you just get out and ask me to stand still?
Oh, you'd probably think I was weird then. I just needed you to stand in a reading position.
I think you're weird now for doing it without knowing it and knowing that you were just a few feet away from me.
Oh no, I was down the block.
Me and
this is a long range scanner.
Regardless, it's just the weirdest thing in the world. Don't you know anybody that you could ask to stand still for 20 seconds?
No, I don't have friends. I just needed you to stand in a reading position so I could do the scan. I was able to scan almost your entire body. I didn't get from the knees down. So, you could have cancer in your knees or your feet or something, but that's unlikely. I think everything's fine. Yay for
science. Okay, well, I'm delighted to know that my car is okay, because I after, like I said, a couple of days later, the next day when the sun came up, I went out and I started noticing all kinds of dings that I'd never really noticed before.
Yeah, that happens a lot when I leave notes. People find these old dings on their cars and they think that I did it, but it wasn't me. I didn't do anything to your car.
Right, except point and MRI thing. And so you're doing some testing on this new system?
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
Yeah,
or?
Human testing, unwitting humans.
and tell me again why they're unwitting.
I don't know. It's probably, it's not exactly legal to go around beaming radiation at people on the streets.
Yeah, I can imagine that I hadn't really even thought of that issue, but
the FDA has been up my ass for years now. It's really getting on my nerves.
Why do you keep doing it? What are you learning? Or what is the point of doing it?
Well, I'm going to sell this machine probably to Arizona. They're going to put them in their cacti.
Perfect. And that will probably be a multi-million dollar thing once it's said and done, yeah?
We can hope.
Right.
But yeah, the note, it was just a ruse.
Yeah, well, in order to do that, they're going to want some clinical data, of course, before they sign million-dollar checks. And do you think this kind of data is empirical enough to convince a state entity that has, to clear $1 million budget?
Well, this is just the pre-tests. We'll get to real tests one of these years.
I hear you. And that's going to take some budgeting because then you're going to need to...
Hey, don't tell me how to do my job, okay? Don't worry about it.
Hey, dude, you're the one that gave me your phone number. You're the one that pulled this whole ruse, okay. And you're the one that's taking my time. So don't fucking call me. I mean, don't do this shit to me and then tell me at the end of it, after sweating me out for a week, why didn't you call me back the very next day and tell me this? Well, I'm trying to play ping pong with you on the phone here for a week. So if you're doing this and you know the FDA is up your ass, you know that you shouldn't be doing it, and you know that people get offended when you do it, why do you wait a fucking week to tell me that it's all a ruse? You've been through this before, and you know people get offended by it.
Well, I tried to call you a week, but you're being an asshole and not picking up.
You're a fucking douchebag. I have a life. I don't park down the fucking street and spy on people.
It was research, anyway, well, you douche canoe.
I don't give a fuck, dude. Research means you need clinical, empirical data.
Oh, you don't know shit. You don't know how anything
and
works. Using,
and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're not a scientist.
I am a scientist. I'm fucking trained. Maybe you could have seen my PhD hanging on the fucking wall with your goddamn MRI machine.
Well, that's not how MRI works, you idiot.
Anyway,
so obviously you don't know anything.
You're a fucking moron, dude. Don't take my time again. And if I catch you down the fucking street in a van looking at me, you're going to be in bigger trouble than you think you are now.
I'm going to scan you every day. I'm going to scan through your house.